Trump bucks GOP establishment, donor class with halt on foreign visa worker programs. By John Binder on June 23, 2020. President Trump bucked the political establishment in his own party and the donor class, siding with American workers, by halting a series of foreign visa worker programs. On Monday, Trump expanded an executive order to halt the H-1B, H-4, H-2B, L-1, L-2, and J-1 visa programs while more than 40 million Americans are unemployed and underemployed. Altogether, along with regulatory reforms to asylum loopholes and the H-1B visa program, the move is expected to free up about 600,000 U.S. jobs for Americans that would have otherwise have been filled by foreign visa workers. Trump, though, did not have the backing of the Republican establishment or the GOP's donor class, who are clustered in the Koch brothers' network of organizations. In May, when more than 36 million Americans were jobless, a group of 47 House and Senate Republicans begged Trump to keep the foreign visa worker pipelines open and to expand legal immigration to give business even more leverage in hiring foreign workers over Americans. The lawmakers included these 9 Republican senators: Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC; Senator John Cornyn, RTX; Senator Mike Crapo, RID; Senator James Risch, RID; Senator Mike Rounds, RSD; Senator Todd Young, RN; Senator Lisa Murkowski, RAK; Senator Dan Sullivan, RAK; Senator James Lankford, ROK; as well as these 38 House Republicans: Representative Andy Harris, RMD; Representative Jack Bergman, RME; Representative Clay Higgins, RLA; Representative Bill Johnson, RO; Representative David Joyce, RO; Representative Anthony Gonzalez, RO; Representative Guy Reese-Kentheler, RPA; Representative Bill Huizinga, RME; Representative Ann Wagner, RMO; Representative Don Young, RAK; Representative Robert Latta, RO; Representative David Drowser, RNC; Representative Steve Stivers, RO; Representative Dusty Johnson, RSD; Representative Ralph Abraham, RLA; Representative Paul Mitchell, RME; Representative Peter King, RNY; Representative Greg Murphy, RNC; Representative Neil Dunn, RFL; Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, ROK; Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY; Representative Dan Newhouse, RWE; Representative Tim Walberg, RME; Representative Mike Conaway, RMD; Rep. Doug LaMalfa, RCA; Representative Roger Marshall, RKS; Representative Rob Woodall, RGA; Representative Lloyd Smucker, RPA; Representative Rob Whitman, RVA; Representative Bob Gibbs, RO; Representative Chris Stewart, RUT; Representative Frank Lucas, ROK; Representative John Molinar, RME; Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY; Representative Fred Upton, RME; Representative Mike Gallagher, RY; Representative John Rutherford, RFL; Representative Jamie Herrera Butler, RWE. A minority of 8 House and Senate Republicans, including Senators Tom Cotton, RR, Josh Hawley, RMO, Chuck Grassley, RYA, and Ted Cruz, RTX, and Reps. Paul Gosar, ROZ, Lance Gooden, RTX, Mo Brooks, RL, and Matt Gaetz, RFL, sided with Trump in calling for less immigration to ensure unemployed Americans are given job priority over foreign visa workers. With so many Americans out of work, there's no reason to bring in more foreign guest workers to take the few available jobs, Cotton wrote in a statement. Companies ought to hire Americans at decent wages instead of shipping in competitors from overseas. Trump also defied the Republican Party's donor class, which includes the Chamber of Commerce and the billionaire Koch brothers' network. Earlier this month, the Koch-funded Libre Initiative and Americans for Prosperity organizations asked Trump to increase legal immigration levels even amidst mass unemployment. To ensure a speedy economic recovery, we respectfully request that this administration refrain from suspending, restricting, or imposing additional barriers on non-immigrant visa programs, and the legal immigration system writ large, the Koch groups wrote in their letter. The order puts Trump squarely on the same side as registered Republicans and swing state voters, rather than an increasingly isolated political establishment, ahead of the 2020 presidential election. This month, majorities in 10 swing states, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Florida, Wisconsin, Ohio, Michigan, North Carolina, Georgia, Maine, and Minnesota, said overall immigration should be reduced while tens of millions of Americans are jobless. Every year, the U.S. admits about 1.2 million legal immigrants on green cards to permanently resettle in the country. In addition, another 1.4 million foreign workers are admitted every year to take American jobs. Often, Americans are fired and replaced by foreign visa workers. Many are forced to train their foreign replacements. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.